Republicans have repeatedly pushed for mandatory photo ID at the polls. They say it would prevent fraud. But at a recent public hearing, Democrat Spencer Coggs of Milwaukee noted that 9 instances of supposed voter fraud were found untrue.
U.S. Attorney Stephen Biskupic showed that each and every one of them was explainable through basic human error and not a part of an individual or coordinated fraud scheme.
Democrats say a requirement to show ID at the polls would prevent some citizens from voting. Governor Doyle has previously vetoed 3 Republican bills requiring that. But a new proposal was recently endorsed by Doyle's administration secretary Mark Morata. This one also includes photo ID as an option. It's not mandatory. There are also proposed changes to make voting go faster.
In 2004, at many polling locations, voters waited for hours. And some of them just gave up altogether. This bill will require a 30-minute maximum waiting time on election day.
Under the Democrats' proposal, polling places would be required to have a certain number of poll workers, and voter rolls would include a list of felons so poll workers would know who's not eligible to vote. Some Republicans have panned the proposal. Even some election workers who support it would like more changes. They say they need more time to process absentee ballots after getting thousands of forms at the last minute during the last presidential election. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.